I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for Nacho's Revenge.
Nacho!
Morning mess, what's your favorite prank calls? It's time for a Nacho's Revenge. Can we say good morning to McKenna?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, you. So you need revenge on your cousin Jason. What happened?
Yes. So I'm super pissed off, but yes, I need revenge on my cousin, like, immediately.
What did he do?
So long story short, he told my family that I have an OnlyFans account.
Whoa!
Ooh, were they not supposed to find out?
Wait, hold on. That came out wrong. I don't have one.
Oh, okay.
I mean, no judgment if anybody does,
right.
But wow.
Exactly. And that's totally my opinion, which is kind of how it got into all this. But yes, he has told my family that I have an OnlyFans account, and they're freaking out, and we need to, like, get him back, like, now.
Why did he tell him that?
Well, the other day, he and I were catching up, and he was telling me that he was talking to, like, this chick, but he stopped talking to her because he found out she had an OnlyFans account.
Mm-hmm.
And my feminism came out, and I started, like, going off on him and shaming him, because I'm like, women should be proud of their bodies. If that's how she wants to make money, then, like, work it. That girl deserves that cash. Like, bring it in, baby.
Absolutely.
Like, I was, like, all for her.
Okay.
But he started messing back and was like, oh, so you'd be cool with an OnlyFans? And I was like, well, yeah, I don't need it because I love my job and I make good money. But, like, would I be opposed to getting one? No. I kind of lied a little bit because I probably wouldn't want one. But I just was, like, so mad that he was just, like, judging ladies. Okay.
Right.
So everyone can do what they need to do. So this little made me a fake account with my name and my profile picture, and he sent it in the family group chat.
Oh.
What? He made a fake account?
Yeah, and it looks 100% legit, and it totally looks like me. Like, he catfished me, basically, on OnlyFans. And he sent it to my family and said, oh, my God, we need to help McKenna reconnect with the Lord because she's now dabbling in pornography.
Oh, we need to throw the whole cousin away. What?
Wow.
Oh, no.
So this was just like a joke?
They didn't think so. My aunties are, like, calling me. My freaking mom showed up at my door and was like, honey, we really need to address what's going on. Like,
oh,
it's bad.
Gosh.
And he just won't admit that it's fake.
Oh, I thought my family was crazy. Y'all family's crazy.
Wow.
What the hell?
I was hoping that Nacho could call him and, I don't know, something like, you're my lawyer, and, like, we're suing him for impersonating me. Like, that kind of thing.
So defamation of character.
Yes, exactly.
Guys, I get to be a lawyer this morning. I love it.
God.
I love my job. All right, yeah.
Dreams come true.
I can definitely do that.
She's just here to help you.
All right, your favorite prank calls is up next. It's Nacho's Revenge with The Morning Mess. Okay, it's The Morning Mess. In the middle of your favorite prank calls, Nacho's Revenge. We spoke to McKenna, trying to get revenge on her cousin this morning. I guess they got in an argument, her and her cousin Jason. He started dating this one girl until he found out she had an OnlyFans page, so he broke up with her. And McKenna, who we talked to, took offense to that. Like, you know, girls need to make money as well. So they got in a big argument. He's like, oh, yeah, you would have one? She's like, of course I wouldn't. Which she wouldn't. But that's not the point. Point was, Jason took it a step further, made a fake OnlyFans page for his cousin McKenna, sent it to the family chat.
God.
And McKenna, your mom and aunties freaked out.
Yes. They were shook.
He made a whole fake page with your picture and everything on it.
Yes, and, like, wrote exactly the way I would write, and, like, I use 2 exclamation points when I text. I know this is stuff you don't need to know.
But he did his research.
Yes, it's, like, the best catfish I've ever seen.
Okay. So your thoughts for revenge this morning is me pretending that I'm your lawyer and we're threatening to sue your cousin.
Yes.
Okay. We ready?
Yes.
Let's call her cousin.
Hello?
Hello, is this Jay's son?
Who's this?
Hello, this is Nacho with 2 O's from Haters Wanna Be Me Law Firm. And I believe this is Jay's son. Can you put your dad on the phone?
What?
Yes, it says I'm calling for Jay's son.
I'm not the son of Jay. I'm Jason.
What? You're Jason? Like the murderer in the scary movies?
Oh
Oh, I read that wrong. My mistake, Jason. How are you?
Whatever, man. What are you calling for? I got a busy morning.
I bet you do, Jason.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
It means you have a busy morning pretending to be McKenna.
McKenna? You talking about my cousin?
Ha! So you admit you know her?
Well, yeah. Our moms are sisters. What the hell are you calling me about?
Well, because, Jason, you've been served.
What am I being served for?
You're getting served like a Kardashian at an NBA draft party.
Stop joking, man. What am I being served for?
Okay, so listen. I'm a lawyer at Haters Wanna Be Me Law Firm. We represent people whose identities have been stolen by haters like you, Jason.
I haven't stolen anyone's identity, all right? So I don't know what the f*** you're calling me about.
I have proof that you used your email to create an OnlyFans account with McKenna's face and name. Is that correct?
I feel like I should have a lawyer present.
Oh, you want to give me the lawyer present first? You're so kind, but I won't accept any bribes, Jason.
No, I'm saying I should have a lawyer.
You are so ugly. You don't even want to be you, and you want to be your sexy cousin instead?
It was a joke. I didn't actually post any provocative pictures of her. Like, she wasn't naked in any
of. Oh, wait, Jason, do you have sexy pictures of your cousin to post?
No.
What in the sweet home Alabama is going on?
She's my cousin. That would be... I was just trying to punk her in the family group chat, and okay, I'm sorry. I can just delete the account. This can all be done with.
I don't know, Jason. Stealing someone's identity is a pretty big offense. You'd have to do something really big to make it up to my client, McKenna. Seriously.
I'll do whatever, man. Just
you do whatever.
I'll do whatever.
How about, Jason?
Uh-huh.
We record an audio message of you telling her how sorry you are. An apology goes a long way. It's settled out of court.
That's fine. Record me right now.
Okay.
McKenna, I'm sorry, and I'll never do anything like this again. And I'll tell our moms and the rest of the family that it was fake.
My colleague and my dog, Pepino, just told me it doesn't sound authentic, like you mean it.
Okay, what do you suggest?
Well, this is what I suggest. I always heard people who have accents sound very convincing with your apologies. Do you have any accents you can use or something like that?
What? Accents?
Jason, I've been a lawyer for 25 years. I know what I'm talking about sometimes.
I guess I could try a British accent.
Give it a shot. Why not?
McKenna, I'll never do anything this up.
That's British?
I don't know, man.
Well, yeah, dude, that's very awful. I don't know. Is that the south side of Britland? Do you have any other accents?
I'll never do anything like this again, and I'll... tell our family that it was fake.
What? Come on, let's try another accent. Try anything else.
Should I try your accent? Like, is that more believable?
What accent?
Like, you don't know what kind of accent that you have?
Are you back to Britland? Listen, I'm Guatemalan. I do not have an accent. Say something and I'll repeat it, Jason.
Okay. I'm sorry, McKenna.
I'm sorry, McKenna. So you see, I don't have an accent. I didn't hear it at all.
What the f*** are you talking
what?
About? You don't have an accent.
I don't.
You hear yourself? Every other word is like, as oh my dog, Pepino.
What's going on here?
Jason.
The f*** man.
Jason, we got to let you know, you're actually live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess. Your cousin McKenna put us up to this prank call. McKenna, you want to let him know why we're pranking him this morning?
Because you made me a freaking OnlyFans page and then, like, told our families.
You know what? You could f*** all the way off.
Well, he hung up.
Well, I guess he's not coming to Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God! What is this family?
Nacho!